This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Katrina, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm taking a bit of a risk today. I thought I actually might talk about spiritual things, which I haven't done before.
Go for it.
Well, the other day what happened was I walked into the lounge room to discover that Birdie was flicking through a Bible. And she looked up at me, looked me in the eye and said, "I'm reading the Bible. It says, love you, God." And, you know, I'm not sure exactly where she got that from. I guess it's some kind of variation on God loves you. But I thought, oh, you know, even at quite a young age, kids can be interested in and have some sort of level of awareness of spiritual things.
So then, as a mum, how do you handle that? What's your view on that? What's your approach?
Well, I've sort of been, I guess, talking to people, and I think lots of people either fall into one of two categories. They either teach their kids nothing at all about spiritual issues because they're not sure themselves and they say, oh, I want my kids to be able to choose, or they're really sure what they believe, so they really indoctrinate them and give them a very black and white view of the world. I've seen those two extremes a lot.
What do you think are the problems with these two approaches?
Well, I just think if you give your kids absolutely no spiritual import, then you know, in the name of, you know, letting them choose, in a way, I feel like you're not really giving them any choice because they just won't have the tools to seek God out if they wanted to or to exercise any kind of spiritual life. I mean, we give our kids a teddy bear so they can seek comfort in that, you know, but if we don't give them any concept of God, then they won't have an option to turn to God for comfort or guidance or acceptance or forgiveness. But I think on the other hand, sometimes if we try to indoctrinate them too much with our particular strain of theology, whatever that might be, sometimes they will get a real shock when they get out in the real world and discover that there are many different views, even among people of the same faith, which is not to say that some things aren't true and some things are not true, but there are, even within that faith, there are many different ideas.
So give us some examples of the two different approaches, so between teaching and indoctrination.
Well, if your kids ask you a curly question, and let's face it, there are many questions that are difficult to answer, the indoctrination answer would sound like, well, the answer is X and everything else is wrong, right? Mm. Whereas I think sometimes it's more helpful to say, well, some people think X, other people think Y. I believe X for these reasons, you know? And then, but acknowledging that the child will actually have to make up their own mind at some point. I think praying is another example. Like, you can teach your kids how to pray, but you don't have to put the words into their mouth. For example, the other day, Birdie prayed for her little cousin, and her prayer was, you know, "Dear Lord, thank you for Ella Bella so she can have a good sleep. Amen." Which, you know, it doesn't quite make sense, but I thought, you know, the idea was there, and it was a sweet little prayer. And I think with spiritual things, ultimately what we do is going to be more influential than what we say. So we have to really model what we believe and not just teach it with words.
I think that's a really important point. Yeah. That's a big thing. We've got to actually be modelling the behaviour. It's all,
And the values.
Yes.
And the things that we want them to take up from what we believe.
Yeah, don't just whip out the Bible at night and pray and then the rest of the day absolutely not live it at all.
You've got to
show it. Has your children shown any interest in spiritual stuff? What do you most want your kids to know about God? I mean, this is a hard kind of things to answer. If you don't have a faith or you're unsure, how do you deal with the questions your kids may have? What do you do when two parents have very different ideas about God? These are all tricky ones. If you go to a play group, for instance, and those kind of things come up, even in that kind of context as well. What do you do with your kids on this issue? Love to hear from you this morning.
That would be interesting too. Two parents, different views, child. How do you handle that? 1-300-40-2020. Katrina, love your work. Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you.
As per usual, it's a pleasure. Yeah, it's a tricky one.
It is a tricky one.
And the kids do ask curly questions. And
they do.
And the answers, it's just tricky.
They do. You know what I kind of said? Maybe I've told you this. I don't know. I can't remember how we got onto the topic, but something happened where Connor was asking about heaven and all this kind of stuff. We tried to give him the best answer we could without going too in depth. And he came home one day and said, "Dad," he said, "what I'm going to do is I'm going to bounce on the trampoline really, really high, and so I can just get into heaven."
Yep.
I was like, All right, buddy. No worries.
It's like, I mean, death's another tricky one. How do you, with kids and stuff like that, and or the whole concept of God and that person's now with God and stuff like that, that's a hard one.
And kids are going to ask questions on that. Yep. You can't just say that's it and then expect them to go, okay, cool. Narelle is on the line. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, what's your situation in your house?
I'm a Christian, have been for a long time. My husband is not a Christian, and we have three children. So I have a 13-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 10-year-old.
Oh, wow. So what do you do? Does that work all right in your house? Does that create a bit of tension?
It has created tension it still creates tension. It did create a lot of tension at one point when I was doing a lot of ministry work in our church, and my husband started to get really annoyed.
Oh, okay.
The amount of time I was spending at the church, and almost sort of said, choose between church and me.
Wow.
And I had to answer, I can pull back on my ministry work, but do not make me choose between God and you, because you'll lose.
Wow. And what about for your kids then? What decisions have been made for your kids, and how are they growing up seeing it?
No decisions have been made because we have to agree to disagree, because there's no way he'll say you have to make the children go to church. In fact, he gives them a way out every week if they want to. But my daughter has chosen, my eldest daughter has chosen to come to church with me every week and has indeed started taking on some ministry work herself.
Oh, wow.
My son's waiver between doing fun things with Dad on Sundays, which he always seems to arrange, or coming to church with Mum. So one son was coming to church for a while, and then he's changed and decided that he'll do the fun things with Dad, whereas my other son has now decided to come to church. So it varies. But what I ask my husband every week, does he want to come to church? And I ask my children every week, do they want to come to church? Can't force the issue, but always give them the option. Try and model my faith at home and show through my works with the church. I actually went over to South Africa as a missionary for a month, and he supported me in that. He looked after the children and helped me pay for things. But, yeah, so it's just a matter of modelling my faith and quietly witnessing to my children and my husband rather than trying to force it down their throat. They openly see me pray. My husband sees me read my Bible every night. He doesn't like the fact that his name's in my prayer book.
Oh, really?
He says, why is my name in there? And I said, you might not be a Christian, but you cannot stop me praying for you. So, yeah, just have to model my faith. And really be careful. I really have to think twice about how I do things, so that they can see faith at work rather than a bad example of Christianity.
Well, it sounds like you're handling it very well. Good on you, Narelle.
Thank you.
Yeah, and don't stop praying about it all, too. Keep that,
I won't stop. Don't worry. I've got quite a number of people with his name in their prayer books, too.
That's
good
cool.
Stuff. Good stuff, Narelle. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Would be a tricky situation.
It'd be very hard.
I mean, it's such Oh, my goodness, such a key issue for a family. So I think she's done very well. I think that's good.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.